We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, folks, what's good? We are back. It's been a little bit. We've been, you know, still celebrating. The Hawks won the national championship. People forget that. But we're back. Wanted to come in. We thought we had some guests lined up for this episode. It ended up falling through, but we still decided to go through with it. Had to talk a little off-season talk. So we'll get into that. But off the top, we just have to come clean to you guys. You've been listening to this a while. We're some idiots. You know that. We had Mitch and Chris come see us in Rick's place up in Lawrence. You guys all saw the tweets. Shout out Rick's. We recorded an episode. It was awesome. We loved it. It was great. Unfortunately, we did not have our normal producer that day. We tried to produce it ourselves, and the audio is, what would you garbage. Call it, AB?
Absolute stinky. Garbage.
It's bad, and it's unreleasable, unfortunately. So we'll probably... I mean, we know we've been in. Chris and Mitch are super cool. They're down to redo it. We just got to get it on the calendar and make it happen. It will happen. We can promise you that. But unfortunately, for the time being, we are still waiting to go through with the Mitch and Chris episode. So we came clean. We've been dreading telling you all that, the listeners. But I'm telling you, T-Hand, Mitch Lightfoot, they're coming on. The pod, the first time was great. It'll be even better the second time. So you got anything else to add on that, B-Turn, before we get going on the off-season stuff?
No, just, I mean, super unfortunate because, like you said, it was super fun and it was amazing episode just talking about winning the Natty and talking about some of their teammates and talking about 2020 and that, how sad that was, yeah. And things like that. But, yeah, next time we do it, it'll sound better and – it'll be better. So they're down to do it. Yeah. So we're obviously excited.
Yep. It'll be good. We'll be fine. But all right, let's get into fun stuff now. It's the off season. And normally, I don't know about you guys, but normally I feel like I'm pretty stressed in the off season. Like, oh, we just come off a tournament loss. It's like, who are we going to get? How are we going to change this? How are we going to form a national title contender? Guys are leaving. You're starting to kind of melt down about losing guys with transfer portal and all that. But I don't know about you guys, but I am just so relaxed. I do not care what happens this offseason. I'm confident no matter what we put out there, we're going to be solid. I don't expect to win a national title next year. If we do, awesome. If we don't, whatever. We won it in 2022. Is that kind of how you guys are feeling right now?
I mean, it's hard to win one regardless, and we could go a few years without winning one and no one's really going to complain. Like, that's how awesome it is that we did win it. And when you do win it, like, you just celebrate it and there's no other feeling like it. But I mean, we've called Bill Spring Bill for years, and like last off season, we were insane. I mean, I don't know if we were panicking, but we were worried about who was going to be the point guard, and we knew we needed a point guard, and he ended up getting Remy super late. And then Remy was Remy in March and led us to a title. So Bill always figures it out and puts a top 10 team together, and they'll end up being a 1, 2, or 3 seed, compete for a Big 12 title. So,
yeah. What about you, AB? Are you less invested in the off season due to the title, or feeling about the same?
1,000%. This just came to my mind when you guys were talking about it. But if you were to go back and think of all of Bill Self's tournament losses, Which one do you think about the least? To me, it's 09 Michigan State. Like, I just forget that that game didn't even happen, and it's for the same exact reason we're talking right now. We're on the title hangover. Like, who cares? It's going to last
it's also
us for
the
a little
game.
Bit.
Like,
Auburn and USC were...
Yeah, but I think that was more just because we didn't really have expectations. I mean, Auburn,
but
I guess
those
we were
going to
be like Kansas City.
Those were rough because we got embarrassed. Like, it was truly embarrassing to get blown out at that level.
But Michigan State's also a pretty big program, and it was like a heartbreaking loss, kind of. We were up late, and we kind of choked.
Oh, yeah. But like, if that game happened, like, if that game was in place of the USC game, that would have hurt way more because, like, the way it went down, who was on that team. But, like... I mean, we didn't care too much because, like we've been saying, like we just won the title, and who cares? We're not going to win it every year. We're going to still bask in 2008 and just go with it.
I mean, I agree. That loss sucked because we blew it.
And then they went on to go to the championship game.
But, I mean, they were good. But it's like I remember where I was for that game, but, like, I wasn't gutted. Like, normally after every tournament loss, I'm just, like, sick to my stomach thinking – another season gone without a title. Like, that year, I just did not care. But it's funny, a one-year gap, and then you get to 2010, and right away, you're back to just absolute heartbreak with Northern Iowa. So, like, I feel like you have the 1 year, and, I mean, I think this is a controversial topic because we have a lot of fan base that thinks attorney ban, there's no way it's happening. I think all three of us tend to think attorney ban or a self-major suspension or something is coming. I mean, I'm very confident in that. And so I do think if you were going to script it this way, this is the best way to do it. Like, have it be on your honeymoon year. Let Self sit out half the year if that's what the punishment is. Let him get attorney ban. Let this team – I don't want attorney ban, but it could happen. And if it's going to happen, I would take it a year after a championship over anything because statistics just show you're not going to make a run the year after a championship. Teams hardly ever do. So –
I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head, but I want to say it's like a crazy number of previous champions have lost in the first weekend, like in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, they don't make Sweet 16.
Like,
it's like
Baylor lost first weekend this year.
Villanova?
Yeah, they lost to Wisconsin. Yeah, or at least in 17 they did. I don't know about 2019 off the top of my head, but yeah, Wisconsin hit like a crazy shot at in the corner at the buzzer. It's just kind of how it goes.
Dude, the tournament loss I remember the least is definitely Bradley. I don't remember, I don't even remember where I was. I don't remember,
one thing I remember that.
We were just insanely young with, like, B-Rush, Chalmers, and all the young dudes.
The one thing I remember about that game is that was when the tournament was still only broadcast on CBS, and they cut away from KU Bradley late, I think. I'm pretty positive that happened. They, like, cut away from it, and I think they ended up going back to it. But, like, for a second there was, like, 5 minutes left, and they just cut away. It was crazy. Now I was like 10 years old, so I could be off on that, but for some reason I remember like that happening.
You said we remember that one the least, but like you gotta think Bill Self was in year three, had an Elite Eight loss, and then back to back first round losses. Like if you imagine that in today's world, imagine twitter.com if Bill Self loses back to back games. So while that Bradley game to us probably didn't seem that huge, I bet talk radio that week, I bet friends that called each other and talked KU hoops, I bet it was doomsday, being like, this Self guy sucks. I mean, we're fresh. Roy Williams won the title that year. So, like, the meltdown was on.
Yeah, 09 really wasn't that bad because, I mean,
I guess I'm wrong on that. Roy won it the year before.
But
he had just won one, so it was like...
Your point still stands. We lost to Bucknell, and then Roy won the title. We're probably like, what the hell is this guy doing?
I remember I was in probably like fourth or fifth grade when we lost to Bradley, and like, I remember hearing people saying they wanted Bill fired. Like, he literally
lost...
That's
what I'm saying.
Back-to-back first round... Back-to-back years in the first round. But, 09 is like you lose B-Rush, Chalmers, Darrell Arthur, Russell Robinson, Darnell, Sasha. So, like, 09 was just like – I guess if they would have beat Michigan State, they probably would have made the Final Four. But it's like no one's really going to care a whole lot if they lose – if they don't go deep in the tournament just because coming off a natty. Yeah. But next year – I feel like we lose Oach and – I guess now we can get into next year, but we lose Oach and Dave. And then, I mean, there's a bunch of question marks. It feels like CB's probably leaning towards going pro and Jay Will would be back, but I don't know how you guys feel. I mean, I'm not trying to be the sources guy, but I mean, I've heard, and it's not really hearings, amazing hearings, but Jay Will's going to be back. I mean, and he really has no other option.
I think the thing with Jay Will is that NIL is something he can for sure cash in on, especially if CB, Oach, and Dave, and I think we'll talk a little more about CB's decision, which I think his is the biggest 50-50 one. But like Jalen, he didn't get invited to the combine. He gets invited to the G League combine or whatever, which he did last year as well, but there's not a single mock draft that has him getting drafted. I don't even know if he would end up – I mean, I think he'd make a summer league team, but, like, I don't think there's any – it's not like he's going to be Dotson after the draft, where Dotson benefited from not getting drafted a little bit because you reach a point in the draft where you'd rather just not get drafted so you can kind of handpick who you go play for. And Jay, I don't know if Jalen would have that. I don't know where Jalen falls after mock drafts, but like, I think you're probably right. I lean Jalen coming back because of NIL, but who knows? He may just be like, I'm sick of school. I've done all I can do at KU. I'm going to just go try and make a living playing basketball. And if that's overseas, whatever. So I don't know. I can still very much see Jalen leaving because it'd be weird to all his guys, if CB leaves and Oach leaves and Dave leaves, like those are his guys. He'd have to kind of get integrated with a new type of team, which could just be something he's not interested in. But I would love for him to come back and try and be a big time scorer.
Yeah. It's like you said, I mean, he could come back and it's his team. He'd be the main, I mean, I can't even think of, obviously I'm sure some of our freshmen and all of our guys will get NIL money, but I feel like Jalen's going to be the main guy, like companies just feeding him money and him being the spokesperson for some companies and things like that. And Jalen, I feel like I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I don't even know what year he is now because he had that ankle injury. But I'll say the year we lost to USC, I feel like there was some smoke early on that he was going to be an NBA guy, could potentially get drafted. I mean, there's a time it felt like he was scoring 15 plus and getting around 10 boards. So I feel like he has the potential to be an NBA guy. And if he came back and had the team to himself, I mean, Big 12 play, he was one of the best players in the league last year. So I feel like Jay Will could come back, be his team. He could average, I mean, if he's the main guy, CB leaves, I could see him averaging, 14 and 8, 15 and 9, something around there.
That's the thing. I think he could be like a 14, 8 and 5 guy. Like he could put up a really impressive overall stat line. He may not get 20 a game like Oach could, but he's going to do so many other things. I don't know. I try and sit back and think, like, what is Jalen's best case scenario for an NBA type player? His shooting's got to go up. Like, I don't think he has any shot in the league if he's not like an elite shooter. Trying to think of who a comp could be for him. It's tough because
I mean he's an energy guy and gives you great minutes. He gets boards and things like that. But 2 years ago I feel like he shot it well, but this year he didn't really, because like he went through the process last year and then comes back and probably has a worse year. He kind of was pressing at the beginning of the year, and so it's like he didn't improve his game at all, and the feedback he got, there's no way NBA teams would take a shot on him. But it's like next year, to your team, you could probably be first or second team all Big 12, something like that. And then maybe you still don't get drafted, but there's going to be a team that takes a chance on you, I feel like, for sure. This year, I don't even know, like, would an NBA team even take a shot on him at this point, or would he just be an overseas guy?
I don't know. That's where I was saying. Like, you knew if Dot didn't get drafted, somebody was taking him. I imagine somebody would take Jalen. He's off a national championship team. He has potential, but yeah, I mean, unless he's just ready to be done with college, I would be pretty surprised if he goes pro. But I remember hearing that, like, Jalen was kind of just ready to be like, I felt like I the whole year assumed Jalen was just kind of gone.
Well, wasn't he saying when he got here that he thought he was going to be a one and done? And we all kind of thought that was crazy. But maybe he's just coming in like with the mindset, get to the league as quick as he can. And if obviously there is room for improvement, but like you mentioned a couple times, Rye, like maybe he's just ready to be done with college and just go focus only on basketball. Like, I don't think people think about that part enough when they're talking about like returning to school. Should these guys come back? Like, yeah, they could probably set themselves up pretty well by returning and playing basketball in a big college program and getting that showcase. You're not going to get that in the G League. You're not going to get that overseas. But you also got to go to school. You got to go through tutoring. You got to go to this. You got to go to that. It's like if you go
living in Lawrence, Kansas, like some people aren't thrilled about.
Right. You go play, and you mentioned it too, like all his friends are leaving, or most of his friends are leaving. If you go play professionally, like you're still going to have to play as much basketball as you can, but like you don't have to worry about getting your like classwork done, your homework done, going in for a test, you know, tutoring.
Yeah.
It's like a full 12 hour slate every single day. Where you go play, I mean, make money playing, you know, it is what it is.
That's the other thing. You got to think about, like, Jalen, he's played two full seasons, but he also sat out freshman year from being hurt. So he has been here 3 years. So, like, he's been here a while. I think back, like, Dedrick Lawson, kind of similar to Jalen. Again, kind of. But, like, we knew Dedrick wasn't getting drafted. He was on no mock drafts, but it was also just kind of like it was clear he was just kind of ready to go. And I don't know how things have worked out for him since. I know he's played in like Spurs, G League, and probably overseas, but I don't know. I do wonder if like NIL, I think Dedrick could have back. And
my thing with that comparison, like I don't know if Dedrick had much of a higher ceiling. Like he came to KU and he was awesome. And like nothing he would have done if he came back would have improved his stock whatsoever. I think Jalen
numbers would have gone down.
Yeah. Right. Jalen could prove something. Like, so I think that's kind of a little bit of a difference. But I mean, as far as overall like feel, and maybe they're just done playing in Lawrence, Kansas, like you said. Very much be the case. And I wouldn't blame him one bit. Go out on top and capitalize when you can.
I mean, just think if let's just say CB leaves and we don't land like a big time transfer. Like Jalen, I mean, Jalen's gonna average what, 16, 17 a night and at Kansas, a blue blood. I feel like if he came back and it was his team, and I can't even imagine how much money he'd make NIL wise, because it's basically
if you come back,
Jalen is like the only face from that. I mean, DeJuan obviously, but I feel like DeJuan's a more quiet, shy guy. That I don't know if like, I mean, we love him, but I don't know if he'd be the guy that like companies would come after. It'd be like Jay Will, like. Yeah. It would be and I feel like if you're going to average what 16 plus and around 10 boards and be a all Big 12 guy, there I feel like you would have to almost get drafted. I know Dedrick didn't, but I feel like Dedrick is more like an unathletic, like slower guy. I feel like Jay Will could transform into a pretty solid shooter that gives you nice minutes off the bench in the NBA. And I don't know.
Solid shooter, good if he can turn into a really good defender, like he could absolutely, I feel like, be a guy at the end of an NBA bench getting in there. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, if Jalen come back and be a first-team All-Big 12 and a potential All-American, like if you're an All-American, you're always getting a look. It's just kind of that carries with you and gives you a better chance. So I hope we see Jalen back. I think it'd be fun to kind of let him – I mean, the way he can get to the basket and, I don't know, just allowing him to kind of be more of a vocal point of the offense, I think could be fun. But like I said, it'd be tempting if I were him to just be like, whatever, like I can't accomplish more if I leave now. It's kind of like Dave. Dave leaves now, he's loved forever. You come back, you risk our crazy fan base, like, being mad at you. I don't know. Like, I respect their decisions either way. Now, what do you guys think about CB? CB and Jalen have been doing some funny little, like, oh, we got a lot to talk about. I don't know. Do you get any sense that they're just kind of playing that up for fun and that CB's – I think I lean towards CB being gone. Is that kind of where you're at?
Yeah. I mean, lately I've been hearing that he's going to go. But it's just tough. Like, personally, I feel like it's like a – like just me thinking about it, I feel like it's like a 50-50 thing, because what if you go through the process, get the feedback, and teams are telling you, You're not going to be a first rounder. You might go in the middle of the second, something like that. It's like, do you come back, try to do what Oach did? He probably couldn't do it on Oach's level, but you come back, try to do what Oach did, be like he'd be a candidate to be Big 12 Player of the Year, I'm sure. Jalen's his best friend. And then you got to think about DeJuan and us going after Isaiah and things like that. It's like, maybe that could entice him to play with his best friends for one more year. And because it's like, I don't know, if it was you guys, if you were in CB's shoes and teams are telling you you're going to go in the 50s, what would you do?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If I was going to go in the 50s, I think I'd strongly consider trying to make NIL a major thing. Like, but that's the thing. If the way NIL is kind of going right now, and I know they're kind of cracking down on it a little bit, but like, if I'm CB, when I'm meeting with NBA draft guys, I'm getting that pitch, but I'm also meeting with KU NIL people in that side of the business and figuring out, hey, what can I get? What is my market value if I stay at KU and go the NIL route? Like, I think CB needs to know, okay, if I go 50s, here's how much money I'll make. But if I stay here, I'm going to be loved here next year. I'll be the fan favorite. I'll be the face. And if I can get six figures from an NIL deal, then all of a sudden you're like, well, that's tempting. But if you can get a guaranteed first round draft pick, then it's like, yeah, you got to go pro. And I think that's kind of where CB had been. Was he was in first round mocks all year. And then lately, I feel like it's kind of, he's went down a little bit. One, I saw him, I think it was Sports Illustrated, had him at 53. So that's why I tweeted. I was like, well, I've been kind of chalking him up as gone, but if you're on the fringe of not getting drafted, then NIL becomes a lot more enticing for a guy like him. But I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think he's gone. I'm telling myself he's gone, but I don't know.
It definitely feels like they are playing with us, though, because it's like right after they win the Natty, they're on Twitter talking about like that confetti did feel good and things like that. It's like there's no way they knew at that time if they were going to go or not. Like, you got to go through the process still. And maybe that's kind of what the holdup is with the transfers. It's like maybe Bill's not ready to take one yet. I mean,
absolutely.
Like Tyrese Hunter hasn't been in for a visit. I don't know. Like Isaiah, I mean, he's best friends with those two dudes, but he hasn't been here. And so I don't know if Bill's just not – because they have zero scholarships, right, as of now, unless one of those dudes leaves. Yeah. CB leaves, they have one. Jalen leaves, they have two. So it's like maybe that's the holdup there, and the coaching staff really doesn't know what they're going to do. And maybe I sound crazy, but I feel like – because he's a national champion and he was one of the main faces, but I feel like there could maybe be a scenario where CB went undrafted. I don't think it's crazy to say that.
I mean, if he's being mocked, you never know in the second round too. I mean, Dotson was what, a fringe first rounder, and then all of a sudden, just no one.
Yeah.
So,
or it can go the other way. We're like, dope.
Someone could reach,
sneaks into the first round. But I want to get in the transfer talk and all that. But I did want to throw this out. I threw this out on Twitter. When is the last time a guy like that was in CB's position chose to return to school and it like didn't pay off big time for him? Like Doak paid off, made him a guaranteed millionaire just by staying.
Ochai,
guaranteed millionaire just by staying. Grimes didn't stay at KU, but Grimes stayed in school and ended up becoming a first round pick, which like nobody saw happening. So like, again, it's a guy that got the feedback, stayed in school, improved at what he needed to improve at, and went first round. Did he go first round? I think he might.
He was like a lottery, wasn't he?
Who?
He was close. Like
Grimes,
I
think he was like
high.
Late lottery or something.
Yeah, the Knicks took him in the first.
I think it was like 12th or something.
So, I think on Twitter, somebody threw out Wayne Selden. Like, Selden came back for his junior year. He was great his junior year, but he still didn't get drafted. So, like, I don't know how you view that. Do you view that as improving your stock? But when it's all said and done, Selden's not in the league, and, like, I don't know.
I mean,
it may have been worth it for him to leave.
The Selden thing feels like Jay Will almost. It's like, I feel like Selden coming back just let a team take a chance on him. If he would have left after sophomore year, after they lost to, who was it, Wichita State?
Yeah.
I feel like no one would have taken a chance on him. He would have just been a strictly overseas guy, but then he gets an NBA shot. He was on a few NBA squads. Like, he was in the NBA for a little bit.
He was on the Knicks this year.
The Bulls?
Yeah.
Yeah, he started the Bulls last year at some point. He was on the Knicks this year.
Yeah.
Could I argue Dotson?
No,
I mean, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, he improved his legacy at KU quite a bit with that team, and that team was sick. But as far as NBA, I mean, he went undrafted. He's kind of floated around between end of the bench on the Bulls and playing with Windy City. Like, I mean, that's fine, too. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe that's just some guy's peak. But, I mean, it kind of feels like he's been on a similar track as Selden.
I guess the thing, neither of those guys hurt themselves. Them coming back and being awesome their next year, so – was good. It helped them for sure. But I think what we're saying is like they probably would have been fine if they left the year before. Where they're at now is probably pretty similar to where they are by staying, if that makes sense.
I still don't even get how Dot leaving after his freshman year was even a topic. Like, remember us like just sitting on our phones refreshing it all day to see if Dot and Grimes were coming back, and Silvio tweeted that Grimes was back.
Dude, that's what I'm
saying.
You guys
got so mad at me that night.
Why?
Because we were waiting. Maybe it was for Doak, but I like tweeted breaking, breaking, breaking. All right, texted you guys, and then you guys like, "Oh shit, what happened?"
That was
like,
awful.
I just ran out of bomb pops.
Yeah, you made it sound like Doak was coming back, and you ran out of bomb pops. That was messed up.
Dot was fine freshman year. Like, he shot it well, but I feel like we weren't really that good, and we lost early in the tournament, so he didn't really get any exposure or anything. And they ended up, I think did the streak end that year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I don't even know why we were nervous about Dot maybe leaving.
Dude, he was close. He was
I know.
Really
that's
close.
What's crazy.
And I think Dot kind of reminds me of Jalen. Like, I just think Dot came to college with the expectation of, I'm going to be here a year or two, and then I'm gone. And I think that's maybe how Jalen has felt, too. And especially, like, Dot, you just knew. He tested the waters freshman year. You just kind of knew he was gone sophomore year. And granted, he was on draft board. So it was kind of stunning when he didn't get drafted. And it sounded like they kind of preferred it that way. As he continued to slip, but you never know. So I don't know. Some other funny, somebody threw out Eric Chenoweth. Apparently he was like on draft boards. Then he came back, got obsessed with, what is it? Dave Matthews Band. And then fell off the radar of NBA teams. But I don't know. So like, I guess my overall point with that whole thing is like, man, you have seen some guys make a lot of money by returning. Dude. And I think CB falls in that bucket. I don't know if Jalen falls in that bucket. I think Jalen more so falls in the Dot and Selden bucket. CB falls in the Doak and Oach and all the guys that have returned and really benefited from it. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Think about even T-Rob. T-Rob was going through all that family stuff, and he even debated leaving after his sophomore year. He comes back and he ends up almost winning National Player of the Year. And I forget what pick he was. I think he was top five to Sacramento. and then seven.
Maybe that's Macklemore.
I thought Macklemore went seven, and T-Rob went five. Well, yeah.
Yeah, so him coming back, I mean, he turned himself into a lottery top five pick, and then Oach is going to be a lottery pick. Oach wasn't even going to get drafted. The hell's so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's – I'm laughing like it's wild that at one point T-Rob was number two on draft boards. Like –
I mean, the KU fandom thought he should go number one over AD.
Yeah, but like his style, of, I think it's just because basketball's even changed since then. But can you imagine like a guy with that style of play being a number two pick right now compared to like the guys you do see there at the top? Like, it's just weird. Like, I don't think T-Rob 10 years later would be a top five pick based on his.
Like 6'8 guy that bangs down low.
That draft
can't
was so
really
sick.
Shoot.
I just pulled it up. He went fifth, but AD 1, Beal 3, Dame 6.
Wow.
Drummond 9. Yeah, that draft was sick.
All right, so let's wrap up here with a little transfer talk. B-Turn, you've been throwing some names out there, but it seems to be the names getting the most talk with KU are Tyrese Hunter from Iowa State, which would just be so mean of us to take Tyrese Hunter from Iowa State because he was pretty awesome. Isaiah Mosley, who just an electric scorer from Missouri State, local guy, best friends with CB and really best friends with DeJuan as well, which I think will help us. And then a weird one, kind of out of nowhere, Kevin McCuller from Texas Tech. Sounds like he's down to us and Gonzaga, or he's going to go pro. And so I don't know. Me and AB, we kind of had a debate about this. I think I would prefer, if we're going to get any of those transfers, I'm assuming CB's leaving and I'm assuming Jalen's back. If I could get any of those transfers, my pick is Isaiah Mosley because I think, here's my argument, and I'll let you guys argue, if you have DeJuan starting, you have Mosley starting, you have Jalen, and then, I don't know, another freshman and
Grady
Clements probably at the five, Grady or MJ, like I feel like you need a scorer back there with DeJuan in that backcourt. I just think he'd be – I think he'd be perfect to step in and kind of replace Oach as the high-volume shooter, the guy we run offense through to get looks on the perimeter. And I just love his game. He's just a fun dude to watch play basketball. Now, AB, I think you feel pretty strongly about another guy. So give us your pitch on who you think we should go after transfer.
Okay. If we're looking at players only, then I would agree with you that Mosley's probably a better fit for next year's roster. But like we mentioned before and we've talked about it, it's been a running storyline for half a fucking decade now. What's going to happen with the NCAA whole thing? And I think, you know, we kind of believe that something's going to happen this year. A lot of national people seem to think we won't be in the tournament next year. I would rather get a guy that has a better chance to stay for a couple of years and help us, you know, in 2024 rather than next year be sick, but it not mean anything. So that's why I'd lean Hunter, even if scheme-wise he's not as good of a fit and we'll definitely need scores. But, I mean, if we're guaranteed to play in the tournament next year, I think I'd rather have Mosley just because, I mean, we do need shooting. We need a score. We can't just beat Virginia and win games 56-54.
I don't know.
Bill does love that.
Yeah,
but that's why I'd lean Hunter over Mosley is strictly because of the NCAA stuff, and I'd rather have a guy that might stick around for a couple of years rather than Mosley ball out this year and go get drafted next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with me with Hunter is Bill – I'm not taking any other coach in the country at developing guards over Bill Self, and I think Tyrese Hunter is a former top 50 recruit. He started shooting it really well late in the year. Like, he single-handedly willed Iowa State past LSU in the tournament. And just defensively, he's elite. But like Rice said, I think it could get kind of nasty offensively next year. If we love DeJuan, but it's like if DeJuan and it would basically be DeJuan, Hunter, Jay Will, and Clements, and then one of the freshmen, which freshmen kind of they're going to struggle to start the year. So it's like we really won't have too many shooters out there that you can trust to knock down jumpers. I mean, you guys have seen Isaiah Mosley. Like, he's easily one of the best scorers in the country, and I think the chemistry would be amazing. So I don't it's tough to even pick between those two, but I think Hunter could be here multiple years, and I think by the time he's a junior or senior he would just be so awesome because the defense is always going to be there, but I think Bill would really develop him offensively.
No, and you guys are right. Like, Tyrese Hunter is, like, Bill Self loves that style of player. He would be great, but I still even worry, okay, in 2 years, I think he shot 27% from three. In 2 years, so say we get a tourney ban this year, and he's back in 2 years as a junior, and DeJuan's a senior, you're still starting two guards that can't really shoot it. And maybe Hunter will get better. I know he had some big shots in tournaments, so maybe he was just fluky bad shooter in the beginning, and I'm too hung up on that. But I don't know. I would take Hunter in a heartbeat, but like if we passed on Mosley for Hunter, I think I'd kind of be like, man, like why do that? We haven't even really given McCullough any talk, but like last thing on Mosley, and you kind of touched on it, B-turn, you give me DeJuan surrounded by Isaiah Mosley, Grady Dick, Jalen Wilson, and Zach Clements, like that has the potential to just be an all-time spread the floor, hit jumpers, surrounded by Clements who can spread the floor. I just think that team could be very fun as it got going. Now, I think Mosley could also be – I think there could be growing pains with getting him to buy in to Bill's style of play compared to Hunter, who I think would step in and be just fine. So, yeah. I don't know. It's a good problem to have, but it is –
I mean, if I had to guess, I would just say Mosley replaces CB and it ends up being DeJuan, a freshman, Mosley, J. Will, and Clements. Yeah, if I had to guess,
that's a very fun lineup.
But also, I mean, that's why this offseason's so hard, because it's like there's CB's, I don't think he's a for sure thing to leave. So it's like it could just be DeJuan, freshman, CB, J. Will, and Clements, and you have three starters back from a national championship team.
Yeah, and that team right there is a top three team in the country.
I just want to say this now. I can't wait to listen to this episode in, like, February of 2023. And it's nothing against us, but it's like – so I went to look for that little audio clip of you, Rye, last week, of you, like, saying you could visualize it and everything, which we love.
That was a good one. Yeah.
But, like, just trying to find it and hearing some of the takes we had on this past year's team, talking about it in the summer, oh, my God. It's just, like – it's just hilarious. Like, we were debating between – is it Cam Martin? Is that his name? The dude from Missouri Southern?
Yeah.
We were debating between, is he or Mitch going to be the like first big off the bench? We were debating like just all sorts. We thought Joe was going to start for sure. And he dude, we gave like no respect to DeJuan. We forgot
DeJuan starting existed. Was not on the radar. No. Not on the radar.
Like just some of the – and like seeing how it all unfolded, it's just – it's very funny to go listen to. So I can't
that's wait for a, that in about that's, 8 months. That's another thing too is like – I guess a scenario is like, what if Hunter and Mosley want to come? What does Bill do? Does Bill boot someone that now would have to leave? Like, say, I don't even really want to name names because I feel like it. Say, like, Cuff or Cam Martin.
Yeah, that's the guy. Cuff would be asked to leave.
It sucks because it's after the deadline. So these dudes transfer. They have to sit out a year instead of just.
Do they?
I think, can't you get, like, a waiver?
Yeah, I think Cuff would like, get I think a waiver.
If,
I don't
if
know.
If Bill signs off on it, and I don't know this for sure. This is me just speculating, but I thought there's like some waiver process where if you like transfer before the deadline, you don't have to get it. If it's after, you can just like, you know, if your coach signs off on it, then it is what it is. I could be very wrong on that and talk out of my ass, but
I just would feel bad if like, because maybe Bill just thinks, I don't know, maybe he just thinks we're going to have one scholar. We only got room for one more guy, but it's like, what if two guys want to come and then Bill's like, damn, we kind of have to boot someone.
Well,
and then one of those guys had to sit, that I would just feel bad.
What if we get Hunter and Yesufu says, well, screw this. Yesufu's probably looking at this from an angle of if CB and Jalen leave, now I'm a starter and I'm like a potential big time player for this team. So I guess I don't know. I guess there's not many scenarios we see Yesufu starting as it stands now. But
if Hunter came, I don't know how much Joe would play at all.
Exactly. So I think he could leave, which would open up scholarships. So I don't know. Like it's like AB said, like it's so hard to speculate right now. It's all this stuff's not going to start to break until what is it? May 31st that they have to decide if they're staying in or not. So
I was going to ask you guys. But, I don't know.
Yeah, it's something like that. Maybe June 1st. I can't remember. But
if it's it's DeJuan, Hunter, Mosley, J. Will, and Clements, I'm all in on going back to back.
Yeah, I would be ready to entertain that talk. But We'll see. I'm just ready to find out the penalty we're getting. Like, I have to know. I'm so sick of speculating on that.
Vern knows.
But. All right. Well, sure. We wanted to come in here. Do you guys have anything else before we wrap up? We wanted to just do a quick little off-season pod. It's been a while since we talked. And yeah, like we said, don't want to go on too long because really all this is speculation. But it was good to just kind of get it out all out there and talk through some different scenarios because there are still some fun potential lineups next year that we could see. There's quite a few different options we can look at that I think either way we're going to be pretty excited about the team going into next year. So,
yeah. Always trust Bill Self in the spring. That's all I got to say.
Yep. All right, well, let's wrap up. We'll be back soon, hopefully as we start to get more answers on all of these things and maybe with an episode with Mitch and T-Hand. One day, it's going to happen. We promise. But all right, that's it. Thank you for listening, and Rock Chalk.